I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's me. It's your boy, DC. Gather round, peeps. Chill and point your ears to me. There's quite a bit of treasure that I have in store. So prepare yourself, kiddies, because this is Core. At least there's no butterflies here.
You are my friend.
Well,
hey, everybody. Welcome back to Core. I'm John Jagger, joined as always by Bo Schwartz. Scott Johnson is out. He's sick. He's got a fever. He's got a fever, and that fever is not Heroes of the Storm. It's the actual fever that makes you sick and not want to record a show.
I feel like we were directly responsible for that because of what happened last week. We're not going to bring it up, but let's just say we fell down a hole that we had a hard time climbing out of. And to the listeners who didn't appreciate it, we're sorry. We'll try not to do that again 2 seconds into the next episode.
Let's be realistic. It'll happen again. Yeah, you know right. What you signed up for when you press download, and that is that you don't know what you're going to get. Were the what's the every flavor beans in Harry Potter? Were that. Sometimes you get Heroes of the Storm. Often you get Heroes of the Storm.
You always get a little Heroes of the Storm, but you get something you didn't ask for mixed into it.
Just every now and then.
Yeah. Well, how you doing, John?
Apparently, we're off to a good start. They can't hear you.
Oh, no. Well, that's just the live chat room. We're good. The podcast listeners are good. Hello. Sorry. Anyway, my first time recording Core, I had to get set up tonight to make sure that we could put an episode out there for you guys, and the live stream viewers couldn't hear me that whole time. You'll have to go back and check out the audio version if you wanted to hear the sweet things I said.
Yeah, it was all very good, very funny, you could all tell. But Bo, I want to start us off today by talking about a new addition to the game that we both think is great, even though I haven't experienced it. I can appreciate it from afar. And that is Third Ban. It's here, and it's awesome, but you have actually put it into practice, so tell me about the Third Ban.
Okay, so I was a little confused about how it was going to work, but basically, right when you start a draft, each team gets 2 bans. So it's just like the same thing, but you get an extra step of bans. And it's great because sometimes one ban felt a little futile, like, oh, I don't want to play against this hero, but this other toxic strategy is totally still viable. And now it's not. Gary is getting banned. I've had the pleasure of banning in quite a few games this week, and I get to ban Gary, and I get to ban Raynor, who's turns out, is a bit of a butthole now. And Chromie and Tracer. And what's really cool is that you ban out enough heroes that the middle ban also becomes interesting, because the enemy team might be developing a strategy. You know, sometimes you don't get all the heroes you want, so you're like, well, this is a poor man's Malthiel or whatever. This is a poor man's Greymane. We'll use this. And it's like, well, you can figure out what that is and ban that too, and it's kind of nice. And it's made for some interesting games, at least. I like
it. Yeah, it really opens it up to where it feels like you can ban out the flavor of the month. Because it feels like we've always had, it's time to ban the flavor of the month. Everybody's playing Rainer. Everybody's playing Garrosh. You know, mm-hmm. you ban that troublemaker and get them out of there.
Yeah.
And then it feels like you had one other ban that needed to serve all these different roles in the mid ban. And by then, it's too late in some cases, and you know, you want to adapt strategy, but you also, maybe there's another troublemaker that you've identified that you want to get rid of and you don't know what to do. So to me, this is a really good opportunity to kind of say hey, we don't want to play against this hero. Also, we, you know, want to make some strategic decisions, and we still want to have an effective middle ban. So that was why I was so excited for it. It sounds like it's working out for you.
Yeah, it's been real nice. So everything you said. But there's a weird sort of other effect that happens, is that because things are flavors of the month, they become banned flavors of the month. And then, like, Chromie got through, and then there's a first pick in a draft, and I'm like, oh, I said Chromie's loose. I meant to say Chromie's free, but I was like, Chromie's loose. And
running wild all over.
And then the person, you know, it was a loss. It sucked. It was not good. And I'm like, just because something is considered an OP hero doesn't mean your first pick can play them. And that include myself in that, because I tell you what, Rainer's the flavor of the month. I have lost every Hero League game that I've got to play him in. It's like, I don't know how to win. Like, what? He's OP. It takes so long to kill everything. What is everyone talking about? Oh my god. I think he's a little overhyped right now. Yeah, but that's just me. But it could be just my bad play of Rainer.
But I mean, that's a good point. I mean, that is still part of the reason why I feel like every single time they do an AMA, you get that question of, hey, when are you going to allow hero swapping? You know, right. Is that going to be a thing? Yeah. Because, you know, that is kind of the adverse side effect to having an ordered draft, is, you know, there are still things that make it through that everybody says, oh, well, we got to have this. And if you don't play that, then you're at a disadvantage.
That's the trouble. Like, I had a Chen game, and it's like, I haven't played Chen in Hero League in forever. And everyone's like, it was a first pick Chen. Like, not even the two pick, it was the one pick on Braxis. Oh no, it was the two pick, because the other team first picked Ahaka.
Yeah.
And I picked Chen, and that was a good voice chat game. All five were in there and were pretty great. And it was like, I don't know about Chen, but one person believed. And we won that game. It was the most boring Chen game I've ever played. This is what happened with me all game. I'm solo with Dahaka, and I just sit there drinking, and Chen is just hitting me with everything he has. He tongues me. I'm like, whatever. I drank. I did nothing all game but drink. It was stupid.
You just sat there drinking.
I got a few good kegs, but mostly 95% of the game was me just sitting on the point with the keg. But anyways.
Less than exciting.
Yeah. It's made for some interesting dynamics with matches.
New Braxis. How has voice chat been this season? All this time later, have you seen people still using it a lot? Is it
so?
You know,
in my experience, what's kind of good, if someone's a butthole, they're not going to join voice chat, or they're going to type their buttholeishness, which is kind of a blessing. Honestly, it's kind of a blessing that they're, you know, they're like, you suck, you're terrible, garbage, you know, but they'll join you in chat. Incidentally, the dude who mouthed me out in one match that we won, but that I ticked off in draft and then proceeded to get lambasted by this person and roasted the whole game. We played a game the next day. Didn't remember me. Totally high-fiving.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remembered him. I'm like, oh, hey, it's that right wing that was like giving me crap for my first pick, Zagara. And then at the end of the match, it was like, GG to Artanis and Murky, they carried us. Even though I had, like, top hero damage and siege damage, and it was Dragonshire, and I had Nidus everywhere. Like, it was a stomp. It wasn't a short stomp, but we dominated the whole game. Like, there's clearly a skill gap, because they had a normal team comp and lost. You know, what you would expect to win.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's just funny how people are fair with their friends. Like, really nice to you in high fives in Hero League when everything's going well, and then when everything's going crappy, you get negative messages from some, not everyone, from a small amount of people. Yeah. But voice comps when it's good, it's pleasant. Like, it's still a little awkward because you know how it is. Something brings people together and you feel a common bond with people, but you're like, the rest of it, I don't want, kind of, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh man, we share this love of quilting, and you form a quilt club, and then you find out your quilt partners are racist, and you're like, well, I don't know. That's what Heroes League is like. It's you just get. Some guy told me some story about Grindr moments into the draft. His friend tried out Grindr to find out if he. Anyways, I'm not going to go into it, but, you know. It was kind of funny, actually. I just don't know if it bears repeating on the show. But
right.
Okay.
But also, maybe not the time and place for your fun Grindr stories. And like.
Right. But I'm just saying, you're going to get that. You know, the right. Good along with the bad. And that it's kind of like, it's good. It's funny, but also, I don't know. There's just. It hasn't really happened that I've had a super negative experience with it. But I've had negative experiences in Hero Leagues for sure.
Are but you still seeing chat. It frequent, or is it far less populated than it was?
So far, the trolly bad players have been a lot less for me, but I've been winning a lot more games. I attribute it to that. I remember I was talking in the chat every time I won a Zagara game in our Slack. I was like, I won another Zagara game in Hero League. I ended up going 12-1 with Zagara. I placed Platinum 2 and climbed to Diamond 5. And then I lost 2 games and went 12-3 and stopped playing her. I was like, oh, Zagara's day in the sun is done. So I think I just had a good couple of days. And then
they adapted.
And then once you start losing, it's like, oh, no one's your friend anymore, basically.
Yeah, you've lost everybody at that point. Heroes players are like the Borg. You know, you do the same thing too much, they adapt, and it no longer is effective.
Right.
You have to go find something else to do to one drag. Yeah. We played a ridiculous amount of games on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Sunday. We basically played for.
I played
how many?
I played all almost, day. I started
almost 12 hours. I want to say straight.
I think I started around 4 or 5, and played till 2 or 3 in the morning. Maybe we were about to leave, and Scott came on. We did 4 more games.
Yeah, so it was probably the biggest set of games I've done in Heroes in a long time, and we were just doing quick match. It was a lot of fun, but there was one major takeaway that I had from that series of games, and I would like to put it out there now as a bit of a PSA.
What's that?
Stop quitting games!
Oh, we had a lot of that. That was really unfair.
We played so many games, and I want to say the percentage would probably be around 40% of the games we played. Maybe a little lower, but if I'm exaggerating, it's not by much. We had somebody quit the game and got an AI in its place. Now, I know sometimes that's not because of something they could control. Their internet went out. We did have one guy who said, oh man, guys, I'm having connection issues, and then they were one of the ones who dropped.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there were others where it was clearly not the case, where it was, oh, we had our first team wipe, and then the person never came back, and they were done. Yeah. But the thing that I took away that was more shocking than that is even with AIs sometimes, it's still we still won a lot of those games. Mm-hmm. And it's a real testament to, hey, maybe don't quit.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact that we were in a 4-stack, I think, for most of the matches, was the reason people quit. I don't think people like being the solo guy in a 4-stack.
That's true.
Yeah. So I mean, I
be the odd man out, or
I feel like people that like deserve being punished get put into four stacks as one stack. Like you don't get to play with other solo queue players. You get to play with the four other people who are like, you know, want to have nothing to do with you except give you crap when you fail in their casual game. Yeah, so. No, our games were... That aside, our games were a lot of fun. I feel like the game's in a pretty good place right now.
Yeah, and we... I went back after it. You know, you have a tendency to remember the losses a little harder than the wins. Yeah. And I looked, and it actually was pretty nice. You know, I will forever call Scott our Heroes of the Storm good luck charm, because he showed up and we only lost one game. And I feel like that was special circumstances. I don't remember why, but I remember thinking that at the time. And other than that, we won. And then I would say prior to that, I feel like we were at about 50%. Because, you know, quick match.
Yeah. Quick match. Hey, you lose in the draft. You know, again, the cost of playing your games is still that you might just get hard countered and not have a good time. But and it sometimes really does feel like a waste of 30 minutes because some of the heroes are so like jigsaw puzzly, where if you have the wrong pieces, you just can't put the jigsaw together, so it just doesn't work. And it can cut both ways, I just find, in those circumstances.
I don't remember what the deal was with it, but I think it was probably the one game, I can't remember what set us off, but I think it was the most tilted both you and I have ever been at the same time, where we were both just like, maybe this game will end. Good. This game's ending. Good.
It ended. I'm starting to get to that point in this game where, like, I don't like levers. I don't like giver uppers. But, like, when it comes to a quick match, especially, it, you know, it's just like, just get it over with. Come on now. Like, I don't know. Sometimes, most of the time, I'm in the mood to try and fight it out. But if someone is so bad and so toxic, or your teammates are, I don't blame anyone for wanting to end it. I don't think that means we need a surrender button, but I you do kind of want it to hurry up and end just because you want to get to the next one. There is that feeling in the game sometimes, but maybe they'll fix it with the new quick match rules that they talked about. I don't know. I haven't seen any
updates. Yeah, because it wasn't always super balanced. So we'll see where it goes. Yeah. I do know a couple times we got an AI instead of a player. Not every time, but sometimes those AIs were better. Sometimes they were really bad.
Yeah, there's something weird going on with AIs. Sometimes they're like, oh my god, this AI is just insane. Chromie's landing all the skill shots all of a sudden. Oh, it's an AI. But sometimes it's like, it's a Rengar just glitching out in a lane, like, and not defending the base with the rest of you. And it's like, like, okay.
I got this, guys. And he just wolf forms down the middle lane. And it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's using machine learning, but it was watching trolls just feed.
Yeah, it shouldn't learn off of, you know.
I learned this skill from Leoric. And it just keeps walking into tower range.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've been having a lot of fun playing the game this week, honestly. We played a bunch on Sunday, and I've been going hardcore. In fact, I was a little bummed that we had a new show tonight, because I'm like, oh, I'd play more Hero League today. We gotta grind get that diamond all shiny.
I saw you tweet some rank news, and I know you have been in there a ton.
Yes,
tell me about Hero League.
I made it to Diamond. I got back into Diamond with my 12-1 Zagara. It was great. And then the next day, I think it was like a guy named Hayden on Twitter put it, the Plat Police got you. And I'm back in Platinum 1. I have 4 points to the rank for my promotion game soon. But it's funny because like you'll play this game a whole day and you'll win a bunch of games and you'll be like, man, I climbed out of Platinum 2 and I made it to Platinum 1. And I climbed out of Platinum 1 and I made it to Diamond 5. I can do anything. And you start seeing the Masters like numbers in your eye and you're like, oh, I can get there. And then the next day happens and everybody's an asshole. Basically, you're just like, I want to win games. And someone's like, oh yeah, well, I want to tell you how much you suck. That's what I want to do. Have fun. And it's like, oh, it's so frustrating. Variants can be tough. That's what happened to me yesterday. Is I lost some legit games had some really good games, and then had a couple tossed in there with people who are just not interested in winning. Let's put it that way.
I like that you put it as the Plat Police are coming to get you. Like, oh, he made it out. Bring him back in, boys. I actually didn't know you fell back down. Now I feel a little bad that I was like, oh, yeah, tell us about your rank.
That's why I don't tweet that. Like, you see people who are like, yes, I made it to this rank. I made it to this rank. And it's like, every time I do that, it's like an instant return to whatever I was before. All it takes is losing three games. And I was like, win, loss. Oh, D rank. And then back. I won two. Got to promo, lost, and so I'm just doing the promo dance.
Where did you place this season when you initially placed?
Plat 2, in the middle of Plat 2. I think I'm at almost up to 50 games now. I've played a ton of EuroLeague. It's funny because Scott last week was like, are you going to play EuroLeague? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I'm like, I'm already in 50 games in a week. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it. It's fun. I'm less timid about chat. And specifically when it comes to chat, like, you know, I can be kind of like, do this, right? We play with Kyle and Kristen. We mostly let Kyle do it, but some, you know, every now and then I'll be also like that, right? Where I'm just like, we need to do this, do this, especially when I tank. So I'm starting to get more and more comfortable doing that around strangers. Like, I played a game as Kane, and I was just like, listen, you get with us and you die with us. I don't want us to die separately. I'm getting sick of this shit. And, you know, it's like people start to whip into shape. So the sucky thing is that I think if you're someone who has kids and then you come in to play Hero League, you will lose your mind because you already do this probably all day with your kids. Poo attitudes. Like, you forget. Like, I'm in my late 30s. Pushing 40, and it's like
if they're not gonna know out there, you're like pushing 40.
Some snot nosed 19-year-olds is like, hey man, why'd you pick that hero? You know it's better, you know. Like, I'm starting to feel my age where I'm like, I just don't have time for kids. Like, just shut up, just shut up. Like, I'm so, young folk who are listening, among my friends, I am considered to be pretty into things that are, you know, I know what young people are doing more so than people of my peers, but and like things, you know, when new things come along, people my age are like, oh, hate that new thing, I'm older, but I'm like, oh cool, whatever this weird new style of rap music is, I'm into it. But yeah. I what I don't have time for, and I hate that I have to admit this, is just like that, like, whole, like, you know, just that dumb stuff is dumb and it's funny. I'm done with it. So, like, there's a lot of that in Hero League. And I'm like, there are older people. There are people with kids. One person left their mic on and their kid was like, hey, good job. I was like, oh my God, turn off the damn microphone. Push the talk. It's an adventure.
You just don't have time for the cat wrangling.
But I can relate to it. I'm not mad at it, as I'm like, the guy wants to play heroes. He's got a kid, you know. But with some, like, teenagers, like, a kid, team, get over here. Me. And I'm like, listen, son, you need to live a little before you tell me what to do, you know? Anyways.
Yeah. Is that your talking to teammates voice?
I don't know. I don't have kids, so I don't know what my voice is like when I'm talking to kids.
Authoritative.
I mostly just scowl at them if they're irritating me.
Man, I'll tell you, nothing will put you in a, like, weird, shutdown, awkward mode faster than hearing somebody who has kids use their I'm using my stern talking to kids voice. Like, I'll say this, you're right now, you're telling me, hey, if you have kids, you probably get sick of hearing what you're going to hear.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, if those parents go into ranked mode and voice chat and they use the voice they use with their kids when their kids are in trouble, you will get those people to listen.
Oh, really?
I would think so, because, I've known a couple people with kids or who are at least good with kids and, like, the discipline aspect. Yeah. And it has gotten me, 30-plus-year-old man, to just stop in my tracks and be like, I'm sorry. Like, want to apologize.
I don't know, man. There's some pretty abrasive people out there on the internet. I get what you're saying. And I feel like those, you know, they're definitely out there. But, yeah, I don't know those big ego kids good at esports.
That's what I want to hear from Scott one day. I want to hear him just break out the I'm a dad disciplinarian voice to people in Hero League and just see how they react.
That'd be great.
We need to convince him to stream this.
Like a Hero League series where he parents the children.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old are you? Is anyone here under 25? All right. Well, listen up. You're going to be doing what I say from now.
Well, because most of us get in a game and we do the, hey guys, like it's kind of the shy, like we're kind of the dad from Back to the Future where it's like, I don't know, Biff, maybe if you just go to the top lane, that'd be good, I guess. If we lose, I just don't think I could handle that kind of pressure. You know, like that.
Bargaining.
But I'm telling you, Scott gets in there and someone's like, I'm not even going to report to the objective. And Scott puts on dad voice and is just like, hey, get to the objective. Like, I just picture somebody at their desk.
If we could if we could equivocate not being in the top lane to, you know, raising a hand up to a girl or something, like, you know, to provoke that level of reaction from, like, listen, you little shit, you're going to behave. Yeah. I don't know.
You're going to get the Dragon Knight. Okay. I will right now. I promise. It's fine.
Yeah. Lieutenant Colonel Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to hear that.
Drill sergeants are fun in video games, generally speaking. I know when I played PlanetSide, there was a guy who was a drill sergeant who ran the outfit I was in, and it was like, I was like, I'm in the military. It's great. I'm like, this is awesome.
Did people fall in line for him?
Yes, yes. And as soon as somebody didn't fall in line, they were like kicked out, and like you would see people get kicked out. It's the third time I've told you, you have to be here and here. What's his face, you know, douchebag 26 yeah. booted from the outfit. It's fun. It's stressful, but there's a kind of entertainment quality to that kind of thing that you get from online games that you can't get in real life without actually being in the job. Like I'd have to go be a soldier, which I don't want to do. But it's fun to get right. It's fun to get the taste of soldier life on the planet of Araxis or even in Azeroth. I'm sure there are raid teams like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want the Onyxia raid leader, but just about anything else. You definitely see it across the spectrum. There are different calibers of raid leader, but I've seen it broken out there, too. I have a friend who can do the same thing. When he decides to get serious during raid time, everyone will get dead quiet. Because, right. like, when he breaks the normal voice and goes to stern voice, people listen.
I think I know who you're talking about. I've been in raids with you. Is it possible or no?
Is it somebody that I do another podcast with?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
When he gets stern, you get.
Oh,
like,
I didn't hear. I haven't heard. Why are we caging around his name? You just said who it is, basically.
I know. I did. Ben has a.
It's Ben Bumhoffer from Azeroth Roundtable.
He has a terrifying stern voice.
I think I've never heard it because I'm such a great person to have on your raid team.
Yep, you have never needed it.
I've never needed to have my butt kicked.
But otherwise, Hero League going well. I don't want to move away from Hero League before you're done talking about
it. No, like I mean, I don't want to get too into the nitty gritty. I just, you know, again, we're light on news this week, and Hero League is something I haven't done in like 3 seasons. Like I've just gone and done some games, and I'm at it hardcore. I really, before I quit playing Heroes, if that day ever comes, but there may be a day. I'm just saying,
maybe.
Games have a finite duration. I would like to just. You know, put my hand on the Masters on the Masters tier because I've gotten so close to it and just touch it and then the Diamond Police can take me away.
That's it. You can fall all the way back down.
I just need to be there for like a day, and you know what, if I don't stay, fine. I'm sick of not making it to Master and just the fight in Diamond. And you know what, it's probably because I'm not, you know, not good enough to be in Masters if I'm not in Masters, but my ego says otherwise, and I have to do it before I get so decrepit that I can't, you know. Age is a real thing. There are times when I'm playing this game, John, and like, because, you know, Scott's got endless compliments for my play, and bless his soul. And, you know, and everyone's on a scale. But there are times when I'm playing this game where I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I can't find my mouse. I'm just like, I see all these things in the screen, and I'm like, what is it? And it's like, it's the middle of a team fight. I was like, I need to be doing something right now. And I'm like, I don't know. And it takes me, like, I have to, like, close my eyes, open them, and refocus. And I feel like, I assume that's an age thing and not a not something I'd be doing in my teens playing this game.
Right. I would hate to have to admit it, but it has definitely happened. That moment where you're like, I don't know where my character is right now.
Yeah, I lost my character.
Like you're holding the space bar. Theoretically, there's a giant blue beam of light coming at the screen, and it's in the center of the screen, and somehow I'm still like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Stuff's going on, and I don't know where I am right now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it happens, and that messes with my year league performance for sure, among other things.
Adderall. That's apparently the secret. You need Adderall. Get your Heroes of the Storm performance enhancement drugs going.
Don't think I should start performance enhancing drugs at this age. I'll end up.
No, that was not a real suggestion.
Oh yeah, we're
for
not
anybody out there who heard what John just said and thought
we're not endorsing right. drugs of any kind. Just get it out of your mind.
That was not real.
Scott's not here that to keep us in line. We're sorry
for comedic effect.
Yes. Jeez, I thought I was bad. John advocating drug use.
Yeah. Hey, some people actually need to take Adderall.
Right. Maybe it's a legitimate thing. I just mean for recreational or sporting purpose, I suppose.
Right. Esports.
Like getting an A on your exam isn't a good reason to take. What is it? Retirol? Adderall.
Adderall?
Yeah, Retirol? I call it Retirol. What's that? Yeah, no, but let's. I don't have much to say other than Third Band is great. Voice chat
is Adderall even the right drug?
I don't know. I only know what Adderall is from Community, basically.
Okay, what'd they do with it in Community?
Because Annie Edison, they used to tease her and call her Little Annie Adderall. She'd take Adderall to help her stay up to study for exams.
Oh, okay. So and Chad is telling me, yes, that is. Because you said Ritterol, and then I thought, well, wait, was it Ritalin?
No, Ritalin is the ADHD drug, I think.
So.
No, we don't need Viagra, Lord Shaper. Stop it.
That's a different game.
It's a few decades off, at least.
Yeah.
So. John's like, well, yeah, it wasn't very in agreement.
Yeah, sure.
2 decades. Cool. Well, yeah, so Hero League's fun. You should try it. But again, Games with Friends, always a little better, I think.
I keep telling myself I'm going to get into it. Keep having a hard time taking the plunge. The biggest is I feel obligated to do the voice chat. And when I'm playing Heroes by myself, I want other things going on. I want to be watching something. Like, I know I'm already describing myself as being, like, the worst teammate ever. Like, hey, I'm the guy who's watching Netflix while trying to play this highly competitive, requires a lot of focus game. Yeah. But that is me. Like, I want it on in the background or something. Yeah. And so saying, okay, I'm going to turn that off and instead talk to a bunch of strangers I don't know. That is what has kind of put me off diving in.
Well, the other thing too is it's not every match where you're talking to people too. Like sometimes you're on comms and you're just listening, and sometimes you're the only one talking. I mean, depending on your personality.
But some matches you're in chat, but they're just being quiet.
They're on comms, and no one's speaking.
That's weird.
I know.
That's creepy. That's incredibly creepy.
I don't. Everyone's waiting for someone to take the lead, and nobody.
Were
wants
you on
to.
The call one time where we were playing with a bunch of people, and I think I can't remember if it was Skyhawk or Geek Jock, but they had like left a long time ago.
I think it was
but then
Eric.
All of a sudden,
he was still, I think he had come back into the call later, but it's like he had never left, and he was in there for a little while. Yeah,
and he's just like, "Hey guys," and it was like. What? Were you just here to listen? It's not like we were saying anything bad. It was just like, that's incredibly creepy to have the idea that somebody's just sitting there listening to you.
That's funny. I miss Schmerk, Schmash, Schmack, Schmack.
Yeah.
I haven't played games for in a while. I used to talk about him all the time on the show.
Yeah.
Monica says she remembers when that
he
happened.
He had bold other lane pushing strategies.
Yeah. Well, that's Hero League for you. I don't know. I don't have any strategies for you yet, except ban Rainer, ban Garrosh. Play your best, damn it.
I was going to say you should be encouraging everybody to play Zagara, but it sounds like that train sailed.
Well, here's what was going to happen is like, oh man, Zagara, great, I got something to talk about on the show. And I was like, wait a second, I'm not putting this on blast. I'm still trying to take advantage of her sweet win rate. Forget this. That can be a few weeks from now. But then I started losing games with her, so now it's not even a thing. So I'm shook right now. So like if I was still 12-1 or I had gone another day and been like 15-1 and 16-1, I would be telling everyone to play Zagara. She's the best. She does a lot of, I get top damage on her quite consistently. She can split push. I take serrated blades most of the time to just try and shred their tanks. She's not the best auto attacker, but she does really well, and she has that, if you can meta game and camp and do lanes, she's got a global, you know, you have to do a bit of pre-planning. It's just all been kind of coming together for me, but the Diamond Police, or the Platinum Police, had something to say about my Zagara play, because people creep a little more religiously. You could really feel the skill difference, so I started playing other heroes.
Well, I've seen the questions we've gotten. We asked Twitter for questions today, and we're going to find out exactly how you feel about Zagara.
Yeah, let's
in
do
just
that.
A little bit.
Well, let's get started on that, because we're well on our way. I think there, how many questions are there? There's a ton of
questions.
We
got a lot.
So was that your idea, or did Scott's? Was that Scott's idea?
That was me.
Okay, cool. I wasn't sure if Scott was giving us he's like, oh, those poor boys are going to be on their own. Here's some content to help them out. Because I looked at some of the questions, and I was like, this has nothing to do with Heroes of the Storm.
That's fine.
So the Heroes of the Storm portion of the show is over. Thank you for joining. You may go now.
Oh, there's a lot of Heroes questions.
Oh, are there? Okay, good.
There's a decent
one. We're going to stick, I think, with the hashtag.
Oh, I was going to ask all of them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, ask away. Should I ask some of them? We didn't really discuss this beforehand. Maybe some of them are for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you can see the same mentions I can, we can just trade off.
All right, let's go through what's under the tweet first. Make sense?
I'm starting with the question. It's for you, so I'll go ahead and ask it. Is Bo aware he sounds like Dr. Steve Brule?
Oh, so we're starting with oldest first, I see.
Yes.
I know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
It's,
so.
What's that actor's name? Oh, shit.
I know who you're talking about. He's the voice of Wreck-It Ralph, right?
Stepbrothers. John C. Reilly. John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
So John C. Reilly, he's like, I don't know. I'd never done an impression of John C. Reilly. So he's like, oh, I don't know. Would you like to buy a vacuum cleaner or something? Like, is that John C. Reilly? I don't know. But
know.
He has this guy, Dr. Steve Brule, who is like a public access. It's like a spoof of public access television. It's like 5 minutes an episode. It's on Adult Swim, I think, originally aired it.
Yeah.
And he mispronounces everything, and he doesn't know anything correctly, but acts like he's teaching people what it is. And that's, and then he interviews people who do weird, strange things. And a show, I think his show's called Check It Out. Dr. Steve Brule.
Okay.
It's a recommend. Fitting. It's a big time recommend, but I'm not sure that it isn't. I'm not sure that it's a flattering thing to say. Okay, I went kind of back to 2014 on these core questions, and they're
you
it's all
know you know who I think you sound like, so it's probably not a
what,
surprise.
Seth Rogen?
Yeah. Mostly when you're doing your whole
is that how you laugh,
blue huh? hole thing in PUBG.
Powered by Blue Hole, something like that. Okay.
Is Seth Rogen Canadian?
No.
Okay, because then I'm not going to sound weird if I say you sound like a Canadian Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I think that might work.
All right.
Yeah. What else we got?
Do we want more multi-level maps like mine? Yeah.
Hey, do we say who asked the question?
Sure.
We should say it was Ryan. Lord Helmet asked me.
Lord Helmet asked
me that one.
This is from Prime Xenophile.
Mm-hmm, on Twitter. More multi-level maps like mines. No! Unless they do it right. Because the map is not a multi-level map. It's a teleport to another part of a 2D plane. And that was why, as Abathur, you could sit in bot lane and lay mines in the top of the mine area and weird crap like that. So, like, obviously, if they can do cool stuff, no matter what it is, I want verticality, sure. But I think that's a new game. I think if you want that, it's Overwatch.
I would like verticality within the same map, if that makes sense. I wouldn't mind a map where
like StarCraft
you can
with the
change
ramps.
Your yeah, you can change your elevation, but you're not going to a different section of the map. You're just higher up on the current map that you're
so
on.
So you have vision down on them, but they don't have vision on you.
That'd be mean, but it'd be great.
But I mean, so, it's a StarCraft mechanic, right? That's true of StarCraft units. So I mean, why not in this game? I guess. I don't
know. Yeah. So I think I'd like to see that probably before another. I'm, you know, it's kind of jumping on the bandwagon, but I do kind of agree. I'm not a huge fan of Haunted Mines, even in its new form. I kind of forget about it because I don't see it that often. It feels like, but
I think it's on like a. I think there's an algorithm that makes it pop less. I haven't seen it that much either.
Yeah.
It's definitely not in Hero League, and I know it was out during Alterac. I don't know if you can play it now or not. I haven't seen it, so.
I thought they opened all maps, but yeah, I still haven't
seen it. We played a lot on the weekend, and I have a feeling it's kind of ninja out of the pool. I don't know who's played on it recently.
It's just quietly been shuffled away to see if anybody would notice or miss it.
Yeah.
And the answer is no. Nobody noticed until now, and nobody misses it. Kristen Ashton from many things, but we'll say from There Will Be Dungeons, yeah. Just to pick one at random.
And Heroes Forge. Our Heroes listeners might know her from Heroes Forge.
That's right. She says, if you could replace all the heroes with Muppets except for one, who would it be?
So it's kind of unfair because I saw this Twitter question. This is the one Twitter question I saw leading up to this.
Yeah.
And I have I thought about it and have an answer. It's Illidan.
Okay. I've gotten... Oh, it's Illidan?
It's Illidan with a bunch of... It's, the question is, which one's not the Muppet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Illidan, clearly.
I think that's pretty good.
I was like, oh, it's going to be Rainer. He's the everyman. He'll be the... I'm like, no, it's Illidan, who ain't got time for this shit.
See, my initial gut answer to this question was murky because there was something funny to me about a whole bunch of Muppets and then a very realistic looking thing that's basically a Muppet. Yeah. And then I went from murky to Diablo.
Yeah, because murky is a Muppet, basically.
Somehow, I think my goal with Diablo was very similar to yours, which was, what is the one thing that really just doesn't belong surrounded by all these Muppets?
Yeah, the thing about Diablo is he's kind of like one track minded. I mean, Illidan is, I guess, too. But I feel like if a Muppet asked Illidan a question, Illidan would feel compelled to answer. You know, whereas like Butcher or Mouth, he'll just be like, "Death is upon you." You know.
Yeah. Whereas a Muppet instead would be like,
"Do you think Illidan in emo stance with the skull, and then a Muppet shows is like, which one's that one? That's like Honker or whatever or the."
Honker.
Not Honker. Isn't there one with a beepy nose or a beaker? Is it Beaker?
Beaker? Yeah.
Beaker shows up and then says something ridiculous and the two critics show up and go, ah, this guy, you know, he's like, this guy's such an emo. I haven't seen Muppets in a long time, guys. I forget what they all do.
Yeah, because Beaker doesn't talk. He just goes.
Yeah, doesn't he make noise? Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So Illidan's being all moody. He's like, Duranda, I haven't seen you. And then you just hear beep, 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 beep. Yeah, like all the Muppets would be endearingly irritated.
I want to see the "I Am My Scars" cinematic where Zira is played by Beaker.
Yeah,
and he's just getting lifted by the tendrils of light. Me 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 me.
I am my scars.
Me 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 me. Be great. Somebody do that, please. Yeah,
please.
I would appreciate it greatly.
That was a good question.
That was a good question. Speaking of Heroes Forge, we get to do a little bit of that. What would the kits for Nash, Stanley, Hope, and Varel look like if they were in Heroes of the Storm?
That's a big question.
That is a big question. Do you want to split it?
I mean, that's like 8 billion. All right, you pick one, go. You can't pick your own character.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you can. Why can't you? Pick whatever you want. I'm imposing rules on you for no reason.
I'm going to pick Nash to start, because I think Nash will be a fun one to design. So his level, his Q will be Fireball, but then a line through it, and it'll say Firebolt. And it will fire a firebolt. It'll be just, you know, kind of a basic ability.
Mm-hmm.
His W will be embiggen, and he'll make his allies bigger and do more damage. His E will be Thunder Wave, which will be the first ability in Heroes of the Storm that can actually damage your own team.
Yay!
And his R will be, his first R will be, I don't trust this guy. And it will impose a strong debuff on the enemy person that he does not trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then his other R will be actual Fireball, and it'll be a much more powerful version of Firebolt.
That's true. I realize I can't actually answer these questions because they might be revealing to things that could happen in our game. So I like that, but the one thing I would give Nash is a trait and called Kicked It Under the Bed. And I'm not sure what it would do, but it would be called like Kicked It Under the Bed.
He cannot be stunned.
Yeah.
he's already seen everything. Nothing will stun him.
That's right. Yeah. I've got to pull the DM card and be like, this will reveal too much of my bias.
All right.
Sorry.
Well,
you can keep going.
I don't know. Should we do all of them?
No, there's a lot of questions. Maybe we'll come back to it if we have time. It's a good question, but I gotta.
We'll sneak one in here and there as we go.
Yeah.
If we feel the need. But you got Nash. He's not here, so I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
That was from 8-Bit Adventures. I've missed that one. So, okay. ChampWood97 says, do you think they'll release a hero from the Nexus universe like the pirate homie?
Does he mean Blackheart or is this Johnny Depp?
I think he means
which pirate homie, homie? yeah, I think yes they will. Because we have a look. I'm not saying we predict things here because we don't, and I'm not saying we ask for things and then they give it to us. But we've got our pulse. We've got a good feeling on some of this stuff. You know, we said we want notifications for talents that ended up in the game. We wanted Phase Prism to be usable while slash dashing. We got a decent track record of this stuff. And we've brought it up more than one occasion that I know I have, at least, that I'm like, I want a hero that's not from any of the IPs. I think that'd be cool. I think there's a design limitation when you're like, what does Jaina mean? And what does it mean to bring Jaina when you can't tell a guy or a team of creatives? Just make a cool thing and make it just all obey and intersect and be its own thing. And I think that's too powerful for the game, especially the people working on it, to ignore completely.
So, yeah.
Yes.
I think eventually we get there no matter what. I do think there's an element, you know, there's a lot of known heroes that people care a whole lot about. And I do understand if you put in a character and they're like, here's Ramalama Ding Dong from the Nexus.
Ramalama Ding Dong, the wrong
They're name. A new character. Aren't they cool? And they have the exact same kit that would match perfectly a Warcraft character. I think you're going to have a lot of people going, why wasn't this given to this character? I mean, we already saw it with, why'd you pick Garrosh instead of Grommash? You know, like, it's very easy for people to say, why did this kit go to this character? And I think giving it to an original character is risky. But I do think we get there eventually, no matter what.
Or why is Chromie a long-range character when it's literally nothing to do with what she, you know, like, except that it's colored sand-shaped. It's like, it could have been close range. It didn't have to be long range.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Yeah.
I have Stanley Billings' kit, if you want it.
Okay.
As it stands right now.
Okay.
I just thought of it.
All right, let's hear it, Stanley.
His Q is Vicious Mockery. It does a little bit of damage and blinds the target temporarily. His W is Prestidigitation. It removes all harmful spell effects on him.
Wow, that's powerful. On only himself. He doesn't do it on other players?
Yeah, only himself.
Self-cleanse on a W, okay.
Yeah, basically a self-cleanse. It's got a long cooldown. It's fine. Okay. It's balanced, I'm sure. His E is his E is parlay. He throws his rapier. It becomes a little summonable thing that attaches to an enemy and attacks them.
Okay.
He can still continue to fight. Just irritates them. Like, ah. Yeah, it's basically there, just, you know, stabbing them and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
What are his ultimates, though? That's about as far as I got. I was like, this is a strong kit.
You don't have to have all the answers. I mean, your character's still learning his powers. There's some stuff, I think, in the pipe for the bard from the College of Glamour.
You're
a glamour bard, right? There's some crazy Galadriel type business in that subclass.
Looks like yeah, he could do one of his ults could be Mantle of Inspiration. He gives everybody a little heal and speed, gives them a speed boost.
We need to find a use for your megaphone. I know that it powers your spellcasting focus in D&D, right? But apart from yelling at Nash to drive your point home. Or actually using it as a normal megaphone. We need to, like, get you shooting some, like, something. I guess the Vicious Mockery would be through the megaphone. That could be your trait. You could Vicious Mockery, vanilla, or you could bring the megaphone up and deliver a megaphone Vicious Mockery.
I like it.
That'd make an interesting magic item, too, in D&D, incidentally.
Yeah.
A megaphone of Vicious Mockery. Damn it. So that's why I don't want to do this, because I was like, now I have a great idea. You're never going to get it, because I'm like, well, this surprises.
Yeah, boring. Or you tell me I'm never going to get it, and then I get it, and then I'm like, oh, but you said I'd never get it. And you were like, surprise, I did it
don't
anyway.
Don't be sad if you never get it. I have these things don't ever work out when they're said.
Okay.
Unless you visit a magic shop and make it happen, I think that's something your character could do.
Maybe. Could be.
Yeah, I just mean as a DM, it's not going to be in the next chests that you loot. Or
all right, that's not my magic artifact item. That
I like to surprise people.
Film Boy says, "I have a question. Which one of you two likes to talk in the third person, or did you hire an intern that we don't know about?" This was because the core heroes acknowledged all three of us without actually acknowledging that one of us was typing it. So to answer your question, it was me. I typed that.
Yeah,
so
we type those things as if we have an intern, but it's all a fraud.
Yeah.
Fortunately, that's true of like a lot of accounts that you look at on the internet. So,
Juan Solos asks, this is building on Kristen's question.
This is a real name. Is this a real name? Like, if it's a real name, I don't mean anything by it. It's awfully close to Han Solo. That's why I was like, Juan Solo.
Juan Solos. I like it.
I like it too. It's not a nothing mean about it. It was like Han Solo.
They want to add on to Kristen's question, which character would have the flailing Kermit ability?
Which
you know how Kermit goes yeah! And he flails his arms around like that. Which hero would do that if they were all Muppets?
Who's the most enthusiastic hero? Who's the happiest hero in the roster? Who's just happy? It's Tracer. It's gotta be Tracer.
I'm thinking that the flail, and I'm just honestly, it's Carbot's fault. I think it would go to Chromie. You know how he always animates Chromie just going and throwing sand whenever she's not?
She's a pretty positive character too.
I think
Chromie has more dignity than Tracer does. Tracer's like
probably.
You know. Is that a frog in a bubble?
Murky. It's murky. That's, he would just be murky. Going his little arms.
All right.
Let's move on. Kill Murnock. Says, oh, he was answering. He says it's Abathur, obviously.
Yeah, not a question. Move on.
Yeah, not a question. Sorry, my bad. I'm just reading them all.
We got to read this next one.
My favorite name in the world to read. Moist Weenus asks, a few years from now, do you think draft bans will be increased to 20 plus? Also, if it's public knowledge, what are your names in game? Always curious if I'm playing with one of y'all and I just don't know it. That's what Moist Weenus wants to know.
Yeah, okay. So I think he really enjoys having that name, by the way. We almost got him or her into a car accident, apparently, too.
Yeah, I heard about that.
From laughter from last week's episode. I think this is a joke question, right? There won't be 20 bans in draft.
I don't know. How many is League of Legends up to? They're not up to 20.
I guess we're up to 6, but 20 bans? That's a well-balanced game. That's like the most best balance. I'm betting on no. My bet's on no.
I think it'll go up eventually, though.
It will. Sure. It will go up, but 20, no. If it's
not in a few years.
So my name in game is Gorath. Be forewarned, there are like 8 or 9 other Goraths on there, according to Hotslogs. If you ever do a search for your own name to find your profile, you'll know how many that have your name in the game, potentially. I know because I see Garrett. So Garrett Weinzerl from Into the Nexus. We play together. He's on my friends list. Sometimes I'll get into a game with Garrett, and I'll be like, Garrett playing? Play together. Different Garrett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Revendon in the game.
Yep.
Most people don't know that because we called you Gorath a whole bunch on the show. Everybody kind of knows Scott's
Skirt. We've never called you Revendon.
Nobody has ever called me Revendon on the show, so most people don't know my name in the game, but that's okay.
You should change your in-game name to John Jagger of Core.
I did change my name to John Jagger for a while, and then I asked Blizzard to let me change it back, which they were nice enough to let me do, because it was when I was playing Overwatch a bunch.
Oh, I see.
And I kept seeing so-and-so has killed John Jagger over and over again in my feed, and it just started feeling really morbid to me, and I was just like, oh god, this was a mistake. I shouldn't have done this. This feels a little too real.
Oh, can't you name change every couple months? Isn't that timer reset, and you can just go in and change your battle tech? I thought there was a method to just change it.
Maybe.
I think
they
so.
Opened it up to be like a free thing.
Not that you... Point. It wasn't a serious suggestion that you changed to... John Jagger.
No, but I did it. Like, that was the other part. That was I did. And it didn't turn out well. Yeah, maybe I should just be something like Core John.
No one plays Overwatch anymore anyway, so it's fine.
Then you guys kick me off the show and I get a reminder all the time. I got Core right in my name.
Core.
What is
a Rex Brenner say?
Rex Brenner. I was just trying to figure out how to say it. Rex,
I've seen this
Brenner.
Guy. He's tweeted at us a lot. Talbot. I think he is actually from Europe somewhere, Germany maybe. He's Rex. I hope we're saying that right, Rex Brenner.
He wants me to give you a trial run at sports analogies, but they can only be hockey related.
It can only be hockey.
So you need to give us a sports analogy, Bo.
But an analogy of what?
I don't know. Tell us the story. Okay. In the coming questions, think of an analogy.
Okay.
Do what they do on Star Trek, where it's a complex idea, then they simplify it and be like, oh, like putting a puck in a goal, you know, something like that.
Okay. All right. If it comes up, right. I'll try and get one. Will the bundles for Deckard Phoenix Rail ever be craftable? No.
TBK Zord has the easiest question of the night. If John was Artanis and Bo was Karazim, who would win in the 1v1? Artanis. Easy.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
No. I have no difficulty answering
that
question.
That's a tough one. Artanis. They're totally going to 7-side you, but you got those damn shields.
Got the damn shields. I can dash out of it.
Yeah.
It's Artanis. He's the best character in the game.
I think it would be hard for Karazim to 1v1 Artanis. And I think also because of John's sweet Artanis skills.
That's so nice of you to say. I was going to be selfish and just say me, not because I had anything to do with it, but just because my fandom of Artanis knows no bounds. So.
I mean, if this is like Mortal Kombat, like we did for the Heroes Charity Brawl, I think Karazim loses. If we're laning 1v1, I think I win the long game.
Yeah, that could probably be.
So. I just think that might come up. Might not. We'd have to try it out. But good one, TBK. You know, TBK's over at Lords of Storms. You go back to your show. Stop trying to sow discord among the hosts here while Scott's away. He's like, yes, one is sick, and now to turn the other two against one another.
I need Beau back to be Gorath Zord or whatever we dubbed him. Yeah. Get you on his team. All right.
No. I retweeted that core thing you sent to him to get more questions. I just looked at what I retweeted. I don't know if you do you see it at all. I don't think I can say it on the show. I'll say what I meant to say. I said, good questions so far. Keep them coming. But I didn't spell M right.
Well done, Bo.
Oh, no.
Well done.
I'm telling you, I'm getting so bad at writing. It's insane. Like, this past year has been insane. All right. Continue on.
Come or not.
Continue on this extravaganza of core questions, hashtag.
Why is it taking you guys so long to come up with a new hero idea? Splood was ages ago, and the HOTS team does this every 3 weeks. Step up your game, guys.
Oh, damn.
We got Ramalama Ding Dong this episode.
I mean, like, something could have sprung from the prolapse thing. Like, that's where these things come from. We just left it alone. You know, we just left it alone. Yeah, you're right. We should get on top of that.
I want to find where you did this retweet. I need to stop. But
okay, well, I'll ask the questions while you be busy then. All right, Mike Copens asks, what hero do you think should be up next for a rework? Hey, serious question. you're great. What hero should be up next for a rework? Oh, that's a good one. I'd have to.
Okay, I just saw your reach.
Yeah, I have to. Right? Like, with an exclamation mark. I didn't mean that, you guys. If you guys saw that tweet, I didn't mean it the way I said it. I'm super sorry.
Did anybody reply to it directly?
I don't know. I haven't been paying too much attention, except for that one tweet from Kristen. I didn't really. I tweeted it out super quickly. As you can see, I didn't go back to check what I wrote. Oh my god. It's so bad.
Everybody should go favorite that tweet. That's what we really learned. Okay, which hero do you think should be next up for a rework? I'm going to say Chromie. Because I feel like I think she needs another one.
Oh,
I think Chromie is banned frequently in the same vein of why Nova was banned back in the day before her rework of it's not that she's actually overpowered. It's not that she's unbeatable. She just makes the matches she's in not a lot of fun to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And you have matches like Towers of Doom where she can literally stay in safety and basically interrupt for days on the towers. And so for that reason alone, I think probably something in her kit needs to be looked at still. Yeah. It may not end up being a full rework, but I feel like Chromie's playstyle. And I also think things like bye-bye and stuff like that hint at a different theory. Like, you can tell that they thought, oh, we need to give her lots of ways to escape because she's going to get dove all the time. Yeah. And I feel like she doesn't. I feel like she can play so far back that she's generally pretty safe. And then when you do catch her, she does just bye-bye out of there. And it's just a kind of a toxic play style.
Yeah. No, I know. It's less so that she's a rework. Although rework would be the term they use, just fixing. Something along those lines, or just nerf her to make her so that she's not really a good meta pick, at least. So if people want to play her, they can have their fun with it, but it's not that good. I know it's a crappy thing to say, but with 80 heroes, come on now. Some of those guys can be on the bottom of the list. I don't know, man, because then we start getting into like newer heroes. I mean, even Zul'jin's seen a rework, and like Kel'Thuzad, that's too. It's not enough time for a rework, is it? You know, like,
I think Kel'Thuzad would be a really, really good one, actually. There's some heroes in this game that, and I think Kel'Thuzad's a good example of one that the community really wanted, and you just never see him. And you never see him because he's a character that doesn't really become a character until he completes his quest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing as with the Butcher. You if you wonder at home why you see so many games with the Butcher just stomping in quick match and places like that, but they never pick him in competitive, it's because in competitive they just don't allow him to get his meat, and he doesn't become a real hero until he gets his meat.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where I don't know if I love that design element of the character is not a character until you do X. And Kel'Thuzad is another one of those.
It's a feast or famine kind of thing, basically. Either you're feasting or you're starving.
And tell me if I'm wrong, but I think Asmodan is a really good example of how to do this right. Because there have been plenty of games where I have not gone crazy on the Asmodan stacks and still felt like an active part of it. And I think it's because he does so many other things between decent and actually well that you can still be effective with him without maxing out your stacks every single game.
Yeah. Actually, Convection Kael'thas is like this too. I know Convection is for noobs, but I'm a noob, so I pick it all the time. And you want to get those stacks early, but if you fail, there's actually double Q, I think at 13? 16? I think it's at 16. Double Q, you get your stacks like no problem. Like in the late games, you can actually make up for all that lost time if you took a death and are behind. Like it's... So it's not that punishing. It's not the feast or famine style. So you're saying like, Asmodan is still early, but yes, I feel like later in the game, as you get more power and you get your ultimate, you can more quickly get your stacks after that turning point, even if ideally you want to get them sooner. Well, I agree. I don't know, man. Honestly, like I'm looking through the old hero list and they've reworked a lot of the old heroes to varying degrees. Like the originals. I can't find one that hasn't been reworked, actually. even Asmodan just had one. Thrall might... No, he had his looked at recently, too. He became Questmaster of the Horde. I don't know, man. It's a really good question.
I guess just which one would you like? Which one do you think needs it? Regardless of when they've had one. Which character would you like to see be very different?
I actually don't have that opinion right now.
Nice character. It's a good place to be.
I think like there's changes I'd want to see to heroes for sure, but like the full talent rework. The thing about the talent reworks is that they're cool and they offer new gameplay to heroes that we have. But with some small exception, they don't fundamentally change them. So like we were talking I think last week about give Illidan, like I want Illidan to have metamorphosis to be cool. Or a new ultimate, or changes. It's not that I want a talent rework necessarily. Like I want a new ultimate for the guy. Does that mean I want a talent rework for him? Then it's Illidan. I want to be able to play him more. So there you go. There's your answer.
possibly the most important question of the night. We have a F Mary kill between Asmodan, Zagara, and Dahaka.
Nice.
I told you we'd find out how you really felt about Zagara by the end of the night. I promised, and the time is now.
I don't want to kill anybody.
Well, I'm sorry, Bo. This is F, Mary, kill. You have to apply to the rules.
These are not good choices. I'm kind of refusing this question.
Congratulations, you've discovered how the game works. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. I am going to kill Asmodan. This might have been in a... I don't want to get too bold, but this would have been far more likely to not be the case if I hadn't seen the new skin where he has a saw where his penis would be. Right. That's terrifying.
You definitely could kill that, or it's going to kill you with the other two options.
Yeah, so kill the Lord of Sin is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think F Zagara and marry Dahaka.
Why? Because he'd clean everything up with his tongue and his sweep. He has a broom.
Dahaka seems like a real giver. He's just into collecting essence. He's busy. He goes places very quickly. He shows up when you need him. There he is. He's dependable. People are going to look at Dahaka and they're going to go, that's a dependable fella right there.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be well taken care of by Dahaka.
I'm pretty sure I'd kill all of them. There's Zerg. I'm human.
That's not a choice. You have to pick. This is difficult.
Well, I definitely kill Asmodan. right?
Okay.
He's useless. Boo. Like, I want to hear that ever. I think I marry Zagara and have an evening of delights with Taka. good one. Thank you, Wargus, A-I-E.
Yeah. Most important question of the night. Thank you so much. This doesn't necessarily pertain to heroes, but it was one of the questions. Aludra's Pets asks, hey, John, that's me. Would Stanley stuff a gnome in a bag for any reason?
Well, that's up to you. I'm not Stanley.
He hasn't had a reason to do so far. He gets along with gnomes far better than Nash. So I think Stanley would be kind to gnomes. That's kind of my take on it at the moment. Detective Coffee wants to know from you, Bo.
Yeah.
If any character had an ability, a talent or an ability that incorporated the word prolapse, other than Stukov, because it's too easy, who would it be and what would it grant that character?
Who would it be that has incorporated the word prolapse?
Yeah.
And it can't be Stukov?
It can't be Stukov because it's too easy.
It's got to be Zagara, right? Like Nidus, like Prolapse 2.0 or something, like Prolapse Tumor.
Ugh. Okay. Good answer.
Yeah, it changes the tumor into one of those holes that shoot aircraft.
We'll move on before we get another week of angry emails. You guys are just
it's Zerg, like
edgy.
Like, is okay. Look, don't anyone Google image search prolapse. But if you play StarCraft 2 and you've played the Zerg campaign and seen those little the prolapse buttholes that are the cannons that shoot enemy aircraft, that's literally what they look like. I defy anyone to say they look like anything else. They resemble anything more closely than that. So this is Blizzard cannon. You know, Disney, they have Mickey Mouse, they have mouse characters, and they have lots of canon characters. And in Blizzard lore, they've got nice, you know, mages in the lands of Azeroth like Jaina. And they've got prolapsed buttholes that are like important units in their StarCraft universe. So, hey man.
Yeah. Yeah. The what is it? It's not the grave mine.
It's like what? In hockey. In hockey, you've got your Wayne Gretzky's that are like okay. Awesome and love the camera, and then you've got Ovechkin that everyone hates and nobody wants them to win because they look like a prolapsed butthole. But they're really awesome, and I'm glad they won the Stanley Cup. I think they won.
All right, well there you go. Bo covered.
There's
two
your hockey
questions.
Analogy.
You will have to let us know if that was a good hockey analogy. I don't know.
I'm
this
sorry,
is why we have the rule that we're
saying.
Not allowed to do it. So you have to tell us if that was good or not. Yeah. And if it was good, maybe we'll allow Bo a couple more hockey analogies. Maybe upgrade it eventually to real sports. Wait, no, I didn't say that. I'm going to upset all the hockey fans. I like hockey. It's fine. It's a real sport.
You heard it here first. Not a real sport, hockey.
Another question from Kilmarnock. How long do you think it'll be until we see Hanamura again? Do you think we'll see it before or after the next Overwatch hero?
Wait. Next Overwatch hero.
Whenever that might be. Like, the next time they put a Overwatch hero in the game.
Well, I don't know. That thing is, on one hand, overdue. It's overdue. From the demanding public community we are, it's overdue.
But they also just put in a new map. So
yeah.
Even
but
if
it's
it was
still
ready,
like,
maybe give it a
like
little time.
We're gonna take this map away and fix it up. You know, no one's thinking, oh, this will be 2 years. Like, you know, like everyone's like, oh yeah, take it away for 3 months and dust it off. It's like, Jesus Christ, how long does it take to fix a map? And I don't mean to be rude about it. It's just public perception wise, like in 2 years, a whole World of Warcraft expansion comes out. I'm just like, you got one map, and it's not gone for 2 years, but isn't it a year? Are we yearish? Wait, 2.0 was 2.0
yeah,
this time
close.
Last year or the year before? It was
last
we're like
year.
We're 1 year and a few months out, I think, from. Is it? It's been.
No, I don't think we're at a full year yet, but I don't think we're far off.
Okay, so I'm exaggerating a bit. It feels like it's been forever since Hanamura was pulled. When was Hanamura pulled? Let me Google that.
Yeah, you find that out. While you do, I'm going to ask the next question. And I'll start answering it because it's okay. To me.
Sure.
What's John's favorite Artanis build? So this is pretty much the standard Artanis build. It wasn't back in the day, but it's become popular now. So I'll be hipster about it and say I liked it before it was cool. But amateur opponent at 1, shield surge at 4, warp sickness at 7. Again, there's a lot of these are comp on the enemy team dependent. This is me assuming that I'm in the dream scenario where I can pick whatever I want to play. Purifier Beam at 10 then, Triple Strike at 13, Titan Killer at 16, and then level 20 is kind of a grab bag. You can kind of pick whatever you want. Force of Will if you want survivability, Target Purified if you want to have fun, Nexus Blades if you want an easy way to turn your Purifier Beam into a weapon instead of a zone.
Cool.
There you go.
Good information. Now, I just looked up, I found a post from December 28th, 2017.
Okay.
So, we're July. So, June, August. So, 2 months about will five. Be a full, will give us a full year since it's been pulled. This post is from September. It might have been earlier. So, it's been over a year. And, you know, like I said, I know the dev team is a different size, and I'm not trying to be a dick about it. It's just...
Wait a minute. You said December of 2017. How's that over a year?
No, September.
Oh, September. Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's been a year or close to it. And it's just, you know, I get that there's a lot to do, but it's already a completed map, so one assumes the changes wouldn't require, you know, that long, but I think it's just limited resources. Anyways, okay. We want Hanamura back.
I think maybe they do a joint launch next time they do an Overwatch hero. They put Hanamura back at the same time. That's my guess. They kind of like their themed drops as it currently stands. So maybe together. Mm-hmm. Ro asks, why do you feel that? What was that?
I said hi, Ro.
Oh, hi, Ro. What do you feel the game needs right now? Which two characters are you currently hoping will be added to the roster this year?
Which two characters that I'm hoping to be added to the roster this year?
Yeah, and is there anything that the game needs?
Which two? I have an answer to Imperius is very cool. I think there's some cool stuff they could do with him. I like Imperius. He's who I would want to be added to the roster. I had another one in mind, and I was thinking about it, but I can't think of it right now. There's a lot of good stuff from the StarCraft universe yet to be put in, though. A lot of, like, units and things that I'd like to see, but...
Yeah, what's his name? The guy who's on the planet and crazy.
Oh my god, Egan Stetman?
Egan Stetman, that's
him. Yeah!
And Tommy Vermillion. I want Egan Stepman and Tommy Vermillion. That's his name, right?
Donnie Vermillion.
That's it.
I want Donnie Vermillion as, like, I don't know if I want him as a hero, but I want him as, like, an announcer. Or, like, I don't want him as an announcer from the loot boxes. I want him as a map-specific announcer. You know, talking the same stuff he is in that Molten map in StarCraft II Commanders.
I say, if you're going to put Donnie Vermillion in this game as an announcer, which you should do, it's time to upgrade the loot tier and introduce an artifact level announcer and have him have custom voice lines for every map.
Oh, I like that. Because everything's fake news.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm into it.
It's so good. Everything you're... And would he be for your team or against your team? So I think you want him on the opposite side, right?
I think he's against your team if you have any, like, Terran disruptive team. I can't remember. Dominion's the bad guy. So if it's pro-Dominion, then he's okay with it. If it's a rebel scum.
I just see you losing your own keep and him just being like, the brave red team has managed to destroy a keep. Perhaps victory looms for us all. Oh,
you could do that because the enemy team's always the red team.
Yeah, yeah. So he could totally red team, blue team it, and he would be all about the red team.
Yeah, constantly. He would be like pro red team and anti blue team. And whenever Donnie, but who's the guy who hands him facts? Like, this is boring science stuff.
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
I can't read this. I don't remember, but it's a really funny line.
It's like Barry.
Barry? He's like, scientists say the sun is quite hot, blah, blah. I can't read this. This is boring science stuff. We need news. Yeah, we need that kind of thing in there, too.
Yeah. Great. I picked no heroes. I picked people I just want as announcers, basically.
All right, let's wrap these up because
Yeah, this actually took a whole show. I think that's basically it. A couple more just came in. Wrench GG wants to know why aren't I better?
Why aren't you better? Because you're getting older, like us that we talked about earlier in the show. That's
it's your teammates' fault.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Good answer. Let's do the rest quick. Quick answers.
This is the last one. Please tell us who the next hero is or who you want it to be. Seems we kind of just dodged that question. Now it's
Who do I want it to be? Who do I want it to be?
Yeah, I mean, you Egon gave Stedman. One. Imperius, right?
Imperius and Egon Stedman. I feel like those are semi-serious answers.
What is Egon going to do?
He's a member in Wings of Liberty campaign. He has a medic science suit on. He does like... He does stuff.
He does boring science stuff? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, he'd be amped up on Terezin. This is post-Terezine Egon Stedman. Okay. So he'll shoot like, he'll be kind of Stukov-like. He'll have disease, like this drug that he imbues people with. He's like, try this drug. Hey there, Diablo. Take this Terezin. He's like, what? Arr! And he gets all, his fire turns into Terezin-imbued fire.
All right. I'm with it.
Yeah.
Trying to think. Like, so many of the characters I wanted to be in have now been put in. It's hard for me to come up with them anymore.
I'm right now, because, first of all, Yidal's in the game, and I love my Draenei hero. That would have been my answer. She's in. So anything right now is, like, cool. The thing I'd like to see most is their take on an original hero. Honestly, that's, like, what I'm in the mood for right now.
My past go-to answers have been Urel, Maiev, Deckard Cain. Like, these are who I used to pick, and they've all gotten put in the game, so...
I kind of would like a Bomberman kind of character. I don't know, I just assume it'd be some goblin. That, you know, in Bomberman you lay bombs, and...
Yeah.
They blow people up. So, like, the character would run around and hide bombs in bushes and stuff, and then, you know, oh no, they blow up and do tons of damage, but... You leave bombs everywhere? I don't know. It's
just a thought. I want a tree, like a giant walking tree from Warcraft. One of the ancients or something like that. There we go.
Yeah, rather than a character,
I don't know if I
is
actually
there a class
want that.
That's unrepresented? Because Warcraft is pretty deep on the class and specs. Is there like a class spec? Like, there's no... Like,
there
I guess
no
we have
priests.
A rogue. There's no priest. So like you could do something in that vein. Like I wouldn't mind seeing more characters like Valyra and... Varian that are heavily themed from their classes. I guess Rhaegar is kind of themed from shaman, but
well, Thrall's a shaman too.
Yeah, but there isn't a Warcraft monk kit. Like there's two monks in the game, but they have just like unique sort of, one's a Diablo kit and the other one's just Chen style. Like there's no guy doing the spinny tiger kick or the super.
Oh, that's right. Taranda is a priest.
Yeah, yeah, but her ability, like Hunter's Mark, that's a hunter ability.
I feel like beyond priest, I would like to see Vol'jin get put in the game.
Yeah, he'd be interesting, I think.
Or how about a non-joke Tauren, and let's put Bane in the game. I don't know what Bane or Karen would do.
Use another Tauren.
Let's have a Tauren that's not a rock star.
There's a lot of Warcraft depths to mine there. I'm sure I'd be really positive on anything they put in there.
Yeah.
Basically, no Overwatch heroes.
Yeah, I'm good with no Overwatch.
Unless it's Winston, because he's a monkey. And if it's a non-human, I don't care what game it comes from. If it's a non-human, I'm okay with it being in the game.
What if it's the hamster?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, hamster can be
in. If it's non-human, and I include robots in that, so Zenyatta gets a pass.
I would take Brigitte, if I said that right. Brigitte.
It's a human.
However you say
she's
her name.
Just, she's just Overwatch Johanna.
I know.
Yeah. So we don't need her in Heroes.
I would take her. I think she should be a skin, probably. So
it's the same reason why, you know, like we always say, they could put a Widowmaker in the game. Right. I don't think that's happening. I really don't think that's happening at all. People love long-range heroes that do a ton of damage. They never complained about Nova or Chromie.
I'm good with no Overwatch characters for a while. I think the biggest reason I don't want an Overwatch character is because they all end up being ridiculous.
Well, there's that too. Well, you say that, but yeah, like there's some stuff doesn't translate in the two genres, you know. Like still say Swift Strike, it's a cool ability, I love it. It doesn't make sense in the implementation in Heroes. Like it should be like half or less the range that it is. And Tracer's blink should be half of the range that it is. You know what Tracer needs on her blink? I figured it out, by the way. Okay. Is that she can blink up to 4 times. And part of the fantasy is that you can use them sparingly, or you can just go bing, 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 hit a bomb and back out.
Yeah.
It's irritating. That doesn't work in Heroes. There's nothing more irritating than Tracer blinking across half a football field to punch you and put a bomb in your face. I think that part of Tracer's got to go for Heroes.
The Keep blink? Overwatch.
It needs a cooldown between blinks. So let's say you have 3 blinks, right?
Okay.
You've saved them all up. You've got all 3 charges. There needs to be not a long cooldown, just a longer cooldown so you can't go chink, chink, chink like immediately. Because effectively, you can add them all up and get to the back line super quickly. I just think there needs to be a 1 second cooldown, like blink, gotta wait a second, then blink. The blink, blink, blink is, I hate that stuff.
Oh man, I'm sure I play Tracer far more than I play against her, so you're asking me to hurt.
Like
myself.
I feel like the blink is good for dodging, and the blink is good for repositioning, but it shouldn't be because you can stack up. You can use a talent that gives you a 4th blink. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be able to traverse a football field in the game to go and nuke somebody. I find that style of play very irritating when somebody plays that way, and I can't fault anyone for it. It's the game's design, not the player. I just don't like it.
Well, that's going to do it for our questions.
No more questions? We don't have time to get them all, or else this episode's going to be like 2 hours long.
Yeah. So if you sent one, we didn't get to it. I apologize. It's because I just didn't see it or it came in too late. Otherwise, hey, one thing we may want to point you to, if you enjoy what we do here on Core and you want to hear more from us, you can catch us playing with fellow Heroes of the Storm nerds, Kyle Ferguson, Kristen Ashton, in There Will Be Dungeons. That's a show that we do every Saturday afternoon starting at 2 p.m. Pacific at twitch.tv/frogpants. Check it out. Caught up, therewillbedungeons.com if you haven't been listening. It's a good time, and it's a good way to watch us, Heroes of the Storm nerds, doing something other than Heroes of the Storm. We also do. But that's going to do it for our show. If you want to email us, you can reach us at core@heroesforyou.com. Check out our Patreon. That's what allows us to do this show every week. Your support, patreon.com/core show. Our website is heroesforyou.com. That's a place where you can get caught up on all our episodes, including our very controversial last episode, which generated a lot of buzz and nearly gave Moist Weenus an accident.
a vehicular accident. An auto accident, not the one you're thinking of.
You can also catch us on Alpha Geek Radio. If you want to play with us in the game, type /join Frog Pants. That's our channel for us and our listeners. You can catch us in there. That email again, core@heroesforyou.com, or you can catch us all on Twitter. Our show Twitter account is Core Heroes. I'm @John_Jagger. Bo is @BoSchwartz. And Scott, who is not feeling well, so get on there and tweet him, is @ScottJohnson. That's going to do it for this week. Thanks, everybody.
See you next time. Boom, 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 boom. boom. You're it. Listening to the Frog Pants Network. Right. Network. For shows like this, visit us at frogpants.com.
That's a good question.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.